Just off a lane near the centre of Portadown is the Community Intercultural Programme. It's one of the places migrant workers can go for help and advice. And when they get here, they're talking to people who've had the same experience as them.
My name is Rasa Jodiške. I work in Community Intercultural Programme as a Lithuanian support worker. My story was my husband got a job, so I joined him. And I started as well working the salad factory and then in the bakery, and it was step by step until I came to this job. We came there for challenge. I knew English language, but just, you know, wasn't confident enough. With my husband is different story. He didn't know any English, but he's learning a few months.
Well, you have a lot of Lithuanian, Latvian workers coming in here now looking for your help. What are they telling you?
They are looking for the job, for the better quality of the life.
What sort of quality of life do they find? What kind of jobs do they get?
A lot of, with the high education diploma in Lithuania, they work in the food factories and they feel happy, you know, because they earn a little bit more than they would earn in Lithuania in teaching or in some other, you know, higher paid jobs. With no education, people come, and as well they work in the food factory or in the farm work. Those who speak English or willing to learn English, they getting better positions even in the same factory. They get into line management or in, but those who know English, they doing, you know, lower jobs, so they less happier.
The handful of migrant workers who've come through the doors while I've been here this afternoon have had very little English. They've all worked in local food factories and they're all looking for help.
I am Veronica. I am an inclusion officer for CIP. I'm presuming that at least half of the percentage of workers in Northern Ireland factories might be foreign nationals. Some of them, they go after 12-hour shift to a family that they have to look after children, and some of them, they start work at 4 a.m. or and finish at 8 p.m. with traveling and everything, the long day, so they don't really have time to attend courses to learn English.
Just up the corridor, it's a similar story for Wojciech.
There's a lot of food factories. They have opportunity to work quite a lot of hours during the week and they don't complain. People working in this factories, they started to develop some health problems, because for a year or two or a few months, it's okay to work in difficult conditions like cold or wet. But after working 10 years, a lot of people developed arthritis or back problems. That's a really common thing. But the employers, they usually support them and they offer some adjustments to their job. So it's not, they're both sides.